Big news today from the St. Joseph Sports Commission is we're going to see a Maryville native coming into the Civic Arena for a big-time matchup next December. That's going to be the Kansas State Wildcat women's basketball team taking on the Missouri Tigers as part of the inaugural Bill Snyder Basketball Classic featuring K-State and Mizzou. We're joined by the head of the St. Joseph Sports Commission, Brett Easley. Brett, this is a big-time get, a big-time matchup coming into the Civic Arena next December.
Well, Matt, it's exciting and something that, as you can probably imagine, didn't happen overnight. In fact, this is something I've been working on really since I came into this role, taking it back to February 2022. And so it's been a 14-month process from concept conception to really trying to figure out the details of how this is going to work to today, May 3rd, to an exciting announcement. But I think it's exciting for our community. Exciting for our area. I always am hesitant to say something's never happened before because as soon as I do, I get reminded of something that I overlooked. But I think I am pretty safe to say that I'm not sure a Division I college basketball game, men's or women's, has ever been contested in St. Joseph. And so given the two schools that have a tremendous alumni base and amount of local interest in this area, coming to St. Joe, playing under the title of Bill Snyder Classic, is exciting. And as you mentioned, you know, I think a definite method to Kansas State's motivation is no matter what the school, no matter what the situation, they're always looking for an opportunity to get their student athletes closer to home to play a game. And certainly Serena Sundell and her great history at Maryville High School. And she's continued that at K-State, being on the Big 12 All-Freshman team. She's averaging double figures both years. And definitely I think that was a motivating factor to get her back to Northwest Missouri. And so we're excited to not only have her, but just an opportunity to host what I think is a landmark event, a really unique opportunity for our community. And can't wait for December.
You know, we look at it in Serena coming back a little bit closer to home, a Maryville native. You talk about Coach Mitty, who's obviously spent time at Missouri Western, now at Kansas State. Coach Nick was on the men's basketball staff. Now he's at Kansas State. There are a lot of good ties on that side of things. We think about Kansas State, of course, Missouri staying in their home state, just heading a little bit further west for this basketball game. Was it always Kansas State in Missouri, or the oranges of this, was it kind of, let's just see what kind of works and what teams fit?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter what we're talking about, whether we're talking business, basketball, school, friends, whatever. It's always about relationships and connections. And, you know, that's really one of the unique pieces that I've had since I've been at the Sports Commission is the opportunity to think outside the box, find fit and niche. I didn't inherit a playbook or precedent, and so I've had the unique opportunity to kind of create the playbook and the precedent. And so knowing the ties that I personally have with some colleagues at Kansas State, I reached out to see if this was at all something that may be of interest. Knowing that basketball teams are playing non-conference games everywhere, they're playing on aircraft carriers, they're playing in hotel ballrooms, they're playing on islands, and so the opportunity to come to St. Joseph, I thought, was something that could work. Could be of interest, certainly a ton of details to work out. We found out very quickly that there could be some legs to this. And then you've got to find an opponent. You know, I'd be lying if I told you that all along that I wasn't hopeful that it wouldn't be Mizzou. Certainly they were always at the top of my list. But, you know, all schools schedule differently. You know, you've got to look at, you know, certainly does the date fit? What do you know when you're talking about Division I college basketball? They're looking at quad wins, quad one, quad two, quad three, quad four. Certainly, Power Five schools are always trying to build their resume. This is a quad one game, it's a neutral site game. And so, I think from that point, you know, I think it was really trying to figure out, hey, is this going to work? This did not happen overnight, as I mentioned. It's really been a 14-month process to get here, but I would say. You know, I think I would say it's safe to say, at least coming from this office, that this was always the top matchup, and we're thankful that it worked out and really look forward to an opportunity for not only the teams to play in what I think will be a unique environment here in St. Joseph, but for fans of this area to see this level of college basketball come to our city. And I don't say that derogatorily because we've got darn good basketball in this area. Not only collegiately, but high school basketball. But I think fans understand what I mean, just given this opportunity for Division I college basketball to come to an area that's been few and far between.
You know, thinking about the full scope of a calendar year, and I know I'm going to miss out on some big things, but just trying to hit some high points that are on my mind. But you think about this Bill Snyder Classic coming up. We've got the St. Joseph Marathon for the first time ever coming up. Civic Arena just hosted the Elite Eight for women's basketball in Division II. We've also had MIAA volleyball come through. A lot of big-time events for St. Joseph. Of course, the Chiefs were training camp for Northwest Missouri and St. Joseph. Since you've assumed that role and you've kind of seen this from a different angle, does it feel like that profile of the city and the region sports-wise is just kind of growing and folks are kind of realizing how good of an area it is?
Well, it's what I've said really from day one, and I said it before I got to the Sports Commission. We can never underestimate our location, never underestimate the value for folks to think that they can get here. You can get here. I think that was on display during this Elite Eight in March. I mean, when you look at the demographic of those schools and where they came from, it wasn't an hour car ride. I mean, considering the closest school was 562 miles, but we were about as centrally located for those schools as it gets. And so I think that's a huge selling point. I also say, and I mean this, St. Joseph does hospitality for events like this is good or better than any place I've ever been, meaning our community lets these folks know that we understand you're here. We know you're here. We're excited. We understand the magnitude of the event. And I think that means something to participants. And, you know, whether we're talking about basketball at Civic Arena or a marathon or a golf tournament, a Hall of Fame induction, whatever that is, I always tell folks it's not necessarily about this particular event. It's always about what's next. It's always about growth. You know, we have to do things a little bit better here in our area, just given it's not sunny and 80 every day, even though it's almost sunny and 80 today. You know, we don't have a beach. We don't have palm trees. And so with that, we've got to do some things a little bit better, right? And I think we focus on doing that. And so the experience for this event is all about what this could be for this event down the road, but probably for an event that we're not even thinking about right now. And so, you know, I think just as too, for us as a community here in St. Joseph, it's a very unique time to be here. We've got a lot of new faces in leadership, and I think with that, it's a tremendous time for growth. You know, I think it's a time of growth, whether we're talking about downtown, whether we're talking about city expansion, whether we're talking about renovation of some areas. You know, certainly I think that's what I try to do is remind folks and let folks know that the role that sports plays in a community. And so I think we just scratched the surface there. It's a little bit cliche, but the sky really is the limit. And so this is just another opportunity to spotlight our area and put together a great experience for all involved.
And this is another great step. Huge news today as the St. Joseph Sports Commission announcing the inaugural Bill Snyder Basketball Classic featuring Serena Sundell and Kansas State against the Missouri Tigers coming up on December 9th. Tickets will be for sale a little bit later on in the summer. That'll go through the Civic Arena box office. Brett, appreciate everything you've done for the area and what you continue to do, and glad you got a chance to talk to me today.
Absolutely, Matt. Always a pleasure. Thanks for reaching out.